Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Welcome to the Keynote Club. My name is Bob Hall, and for the next hour, I'll be with you with an hour of the finest and rarest in blues and rhythm and blues. Okay, well, park your guns with the hat check, girl. Take your usual table, close to the bandstand. And right up on the stand at the moment is Roy Brown and Roy Brown's Boogie.
Boogie, 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 bo
Roy Brown vocal, Walter Daniels, a nice driving piano there. That was recorded in New Orleans in 1947, came out on the Deluxe label, Roy Brown Boogie. Another fine pianist was Pete Johnson, really one of the definitive pianists of Boogie Woogie, and this is a real tour de force. This is Pete backing Joe Turner on Rebecca.
I got a gal lives up on the hill. I got a gal lives up on the hill. Well, the boo dining with me, Lord, but I love her still. She got eyes like diamond, she shine like line that gold. Got eyes like diamond, she shine like line that gold. Every time she loves me, she sends my mellow soul. My baby is a jockey, she's teaching me how to ride. My baby is a jockey, she's teaching me how to ride. She says twice in the middle and daddy from side to side. Get your basket and let's go down to the woods. Yeah, Rebecca, get your basket and let's go down to the woods. May not pick no berries, but we'll come back feeling good. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, no. But all right then.
The old firm of Joe Turner and Pete Johnson, Rebecca, one of the finest boogie-woogie piano performances of all time, I think. Pete Johnson was a wonderful pianist. That was recorded in 1946 and was on the Decca label. A little bit later on, New Orleans was very much the centre of rhythm and blues activity and the studio of Cosimo Matassa. In the back of his grocery store, or his dad's grocery store on Repart Street. And one of the people who recorded there was Charles Hungry Williams. He was a drummer and is credited with originating the funk drum beat that James Brown subsequently took over. Anyway, according to James Brown's drummer, he learned this style from Charles Hungry Williams. But this is Williams on vocals and presumably on drums too. It's called So Glad You're Mine.
Look at my baby, she got those dreams in her eyes.
side.
Charles Hungry Williams and So Glad She's Mine. Let's have a country track now. This is the king of the truckers, Dave Dudley, and it was on recorded in Golden Ring, and it's his big hit from 1963, 6 Days on the Road. Note the reference to Little White Pills that probably wouldn't be too politically correct today.
Pittsburgh are rolling down that eastern seaboard. I got my diesel wound up and she's running like never before. As the speed's on ahead, but all right, I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got me 10 forward gears and a Georgia overdrive. I'm taking little white pills and my eyes are open wide. I just passed a Jimmy in a white. I mean, I'm passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. But it seemed like a month since I kissed my baby goodbye. I could have a lot of women, but I'm not like some of the guys. I could find one to hold me tight, but I could never make believe it's all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. ICC is a checking on down the line. I'm a little overweight and my logbook's way behind. But nothing bothers me tonight. I can dodge all the scales all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Well, my rig's a little old, but that don't mean she's slow. As a flame from a stack and that smoke's blowing black as coal. Hometowns are coming in sight. If you think I'm happy, you're right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
6 days on the road, little Dave Dudley. That's the Trucker's Anthem, and I'd like to play that for all you guys passing by on the M1, hopefully listening to this show, which is the Keynote Club. It's on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM, and on the net at www.sheffieldlive.org. We now come to the rare record spot, and this week it's a rather curious record. This is an alternate take of Blind Lemon Jefferson's Blind Lemon's Penitentiary Blues, which has only recently been discovered. All the textbooks say that the issued version was take two, but this is clearly a different version. How many of them were actually issued, we don't know, and indeed how many of them still exist, we don't know, but probably not very many, because nearly all the reissues of this track use take two. So this is presumably take one. It's Paramount 1-2-6 for all you collectors out there, and here we go with the alternate take of Blind Lemon's Penitentiary Blues.
Take what was for your dressing, and that is all for your stuff. Take what was for your your dressing. That is all for your time. If you want to go to the state penitentiary, go to Groesbeck for your trial. I work in hard cabaret. I say I hung around Groesbeck, working hard cabaret. I never felt a least bit uneasy till I caught that penitentiary bound train. I used to be a drunkard. Rowdy everywhere I go. I said I used to be a drunkard. Rowdy everywhere I go. If ever I get out of this trouble I'm in, man, I won't be rowdy no more. Oh, don't be mad. Please don't cry to mine. I said, boys, don't be bad. Please don't cry to mine. If you get in trouble in Groesbeck, they're going to send you to penitentiary fly. I want you to stop and study. Don't take nobody's life. I want you to stop and study. Don't take nobody's life. They got water to sit for the tension. You can't jump, man. These hearts are tied.
The alternate take there of Blind Lemon's Penitentiary Blues, Blind Lemon Jefferson, great Texas blues singer. And let's move right on to one of the inheritors of the Texas blues tradition, T-Bone Walker, who was actually active and recording while Blind Lemon was still alive. But T-Bone didn't really hit it big until 10, 15 years later when he became a great big star. And this is a record from his heyday. It's on Comet. It's Comet T50 from 1947. Willa McDaniel on piano, Bumps Meyer on tenor, and T-Bone Walker, of course, on guitar and vocal. Lonesome Woman Blues.
Got a letter from my baby, and this is what she had to say. Got a letter from my baby, and this is what she had to say. Please tell me something that will drive these blues away. I told her not to worry, everything would be okay. For I know the secret how to drive those blues away. The best. up to you. Yeah, you know the answer, the rest is up to you. Put your trust in me, darling, and I will surely see you.
The sophisticated, elegant guitar of T-Bone Walker there and Lonesome Woman Blues. Let's have something now a little bit more down-home. And indeed, this is another track that Cosimo Matassa recorded in New Orleans, this time in 1955. A gentleman called James Wayne, who appeared on record on Imperial as Wee Willie Wayne, and this is his Traveling Mood.
Begun her midnight creeping, gonna find her. I'm gonna find my baby, gonna bring her home with me. My bags all packed for the travel. Gonna cover many miles of gravel. I'm gonna find my baby, she's a fine little lady, gonna find her. I'm gonna find my baby, gonna bring her home with me.
Willie Wayne and Travelling Mood on Imperial 5355. Very difficult to whistle and to sing, you know, kind of alternately like that. I think it's that shows quite a skill. Professor Longhair used to do it too. Maybe it was a characteristic of New Orleans musicians of the period. Anyway, let's move a little bit up north now. Let's go to Chicago and to Billy Boy Arnold, who I'm glad to say is still with us. He must be in his 70s now, but he's been recording for, well, I guess almost 50 years. And he knew all the early blues, Chicago blues people. And here he is with a couple of them. He's vocal and harmonica, and he's got Sonnyland Slim on piano, Syl Johnson on guitar. And this is Rocking Itis from VJ.
Of dawn, wonder if my baby is still at home. Well, I tried to make it in before the sun, but the rockin' itis wouldn't let me run. Oh, baby, baby, give me one more chance. When I heard that beat, I just had to dance. Oh, baby, baby, when I heard that beat, the rockin' eyes just moved my feet. See what was wrong. He said, son, you've been rocking much too long. Oh, doctor, doctor, tell me what to do. He said, if you don't stop rocking, son, you are through. Doctor, doctor, what's the matter with me? The rocking eye just won't let me be. Try to stop rocking, but I've been told the rocking itis has got my soul.
Billy Boy Arnold and Rocking Itis. I saw him a couple of years ago at the Chicago Blues Festival, and he looked in real good shape then. Okay, let's move to the gospel track for the week, and this is the sensational Nightingales with Julius June Cheek, lead vocal. Never saw the Nightingales perform, but I didn't meet them once at in a little town in Germany where we had we were both playing in the same town. We had breakfast together, and they're a wonderful bunch of guys. Probably the bass singer on this track was one of the guys I met, because he told me he'd been with the group for 39 years. Anyway, this is the sensational Nightingales from their classic period. It's Burying Ground.
I want to tell you here.
Can't you?
Give the church bell tone.
Church bells tolling.
I want to tell you here.
Can't you?
Hear the church bell tolling.
Church bells tolling.
Well, we're young. In the new burying ground. I want to tell you, see.
Can't you see?
See the hearse wheel roll. And now the hearse will roll. Now, till the roll, my father.
Yeah.
sensational Nightingales busting the microphones there on New Burying Ground with Julius Cheeks as the lead vocal. In case you're wondering, you are listening to the Keynote Club on Sheffield Live, which is 93.2 FM, and on the net at www.sheffieldlive.org. If you want to tune in to our website, you will find that the Keynote Club is podcast there, and all the last 60 odd programs probably you'll be able to download and listen to if you like this kind of stuff. Well, I have to leave you for a moment for this important message, but I'll be back in a flash.
Did you know you can't say f***ed on the radio? It's true, and you can get in some serious trouble with the FCC for saying sh*t too. That's a real shame, because those are exactly the words you'd use to describe the state of your credit. Meanwhile, you wonder what might have happened if you'd have went to CreditFX to have your credit repaired. The fact is, at CreditFX, we specialize in having credit bureaus legally erase f***ed up credit. With over 7 years of experience, knowledge, and the most advanced software in Jacksonville, our goal is to protect your financial reputation. Don't wake up in the morning feeling like shit and come home feeling totally fucked over. Visit creditfxonline.com. If you've had credit problems in the past, and who hasn't, visit creditfxonline.com. It's the smart way to get the help you need so you can get the things you want. Visit creditfxonline.com. Believe me, you'll feel like a dumb shit someday if you don't.
That was Rock Me Sugar by Hen Gates and his Gators on a very cheap vinyl LP on the Master Seal label called Rock and Roll. The discerning listeners out there will probably recognise that Hen Gates and his Gators is actually a Freddie Mitchell group. Master Seal bought a number of the masters from Derby, a New York record company, Derby, that went bust in 1954, I guess very cheaply, and they changed the names to protect the innocent and the copyright and reissued them on Master Seal. So that was Rock Me Sugar. Now over to the Cajun Spot, and this week it's the King of the Zydeco, Clifton Chenier, and Josephine Passa Ma Fam on Ahuli. This was recorded in Houston, 1969. Yahoo! We'll be right back.
corner. Got a picture by my phone. Put that corner. Got a picture by my phone. Put that corner. Got a picture by my phone. Put that corner.
That was Josephine Passer Ma Femme by Clifton Chenier and was on an Ahuni vinyl album from 1969. Let's go back to the big black 78s. Now, this is the Dominoes, a doo-wop group, made a number of tracks for Federal in the 1950s. This one is from 1951. It probably has Billy Wall as the lead vocalist, and it's That's What You're Doing to Me.
Deep down in my soul, oh, baby.
That's What You're Doing to Me by the Dominoes.
Not this record! Not this record! Not this record!
Yes, folks, it's the time for the challenging record of the week. And this week we feature Stan Freberg. I think it's his debut on this programme. Stan made a number of covers of hit records in the 1950s, Yellow Rose of Texas, Rock Island Line. But I think this, in this record, he reached the pinnacle of his career. This is Stan Freberg and Heartbreak Hotel.
Well, since my baby left me, when I found a new place to dwell, when it's down at the end of lonely street, Heartbreak Hotel, well, I'll be it's a lonely baby, I'll be it's a lonely baby, I'll be so lonely, I could die, could I have a little more echo on my voice? Although it's always crowded, that's got it, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom. And be so, and be so lonely, baby, and be so lonely, baby, and be so lonely, they can die. Now the bellhop's tears keep flowing, the desk clerk's dressing black. Well, it's been so long and lonely, see, well, let her get back. Make it so lonely, it's so lonely, make it so lonely. It's so lovely, like a duck. Well, now if your baby leaves you, and you got a tale to tell, when you take a walk down lonely street to Heartbreak Hotel, where you will be, or rip my jeans, where you will be a third pair today, you'll be so lovely, you can die. Jazz. Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom. And make it so lovely, so that's too much echo. Heartbreak, be so lovely, tears keep flowing. You'll make it so lovely, baby. That's too much. Turn me off.
The lady who's, her name escapes me for the moment, who wrote Heartbreak Hotel is reputed to have been disgusted with Elvis Presley's version. I wonder what she thought of Stan Freberg's. I expect she laughed all the way to the bank. This next track is R.B. Sidham, Please Let It Be Me. It's on ABCO from 1956.
Someone new to love, someone to make you feel happy and free. And I beg and pleading, please, please let it be me. I would treat you like a queen. There would be no more misery. Now if you're going to take another chance on love, darling, please. I would always be true to you, each and every way. I would love her, kiss and pet you, drive all your blues and troubles away. Darling, please, please don't pass me by. I just please open your eyes and see. Now if you're wanting love and affection, darling, please let it be me.
Thank you.
love, love, kiss and have you. Drive all your blues and troubles away. Now, darling, please, please don't pass me by. Please open your eyes and see. If you're wanting love and affection, darling, please let it be me.
R.B. Stidham, Please Let It Be Me. That copy was a bit beat up. I hope it didn't spoil your enjoyment. And I'm sure you'll enjoy the next track. This is Elmore James, the King of the Slide Guitar, and in a slightly uncharacteristic mood. This is recorded in Chicago, 1953. It's on Flair, Flair 1022, and it's Strange Kind of Feeling. Strange Kind of Feeling, Elmore James. The guy who produced a lot of Elmore's recordings, Bobby Robinson, actually passed on a few days ago. So rest in peace, Bobby. You left a great legacy. Well, those of our listeners from the UK can't help but be aware that value-added tax has just been put up by the government. And I thought I'd play a track to show that historically this kind of thing is not all that new. This is the Mississippi Sheiks. On a Bluebird 78 from 1934. Mississippi Sheiks were Lonnie Chapman on violin, Bo Chapman guitar, and Walter Vincent also on guitar. Very popular group of the period, and this is their Sales Tax.
Hey, Walter, we need some cigarettes. Let's go in and get a pack. Okay.
Hello, boys. What can I do for you?
I have a pack of cigarettes.
All right, here you are. Be 3 cents more, though.
What's that for?
Sales tax. Haven't you ever heard of sales tax?
I sure haven't. What's going to happen next, man? You know they got a law here they call sales tax.
Sales tax? What is that for?
That's 3 cent tax on everything that's sold. They said that's the government's rule.
The government's rule? Well, there's lots of things sold that the government knows anything about.
Well, I'll just sing a little song about these sales tax.
This time now ain't suiting me. Corn is costing $1.03. The sale tax is on it. The sale tax out that live behind the jail. A sign on the wall saying liquor for sale.
You know the sale tax is on it.
Oh, the sale tax is on it.
Oh, the sale tax is on it.
Everywhere you go. I never seen the like since I've been born. The women got sale tax on the stuff at home.
Oh, the sale tax is on it.
Oh, the sales tax is on it.
Oh, the sales tax is on it. Everywhere you go.
You know these sales taxes are pain. Taxes on it all over town.
Oh, the sale tax is on it.
Oh, the sale tax is on it.
Oh,
the sale tax is on it.
Everywhere you go.
I'm as loving as a woman can be. The stuff I've got will cost you $1.03.
Oh, the sale tax is on it.
Oh, the sale tax is on it.
Oh, the sale tax is on it,
everywhere you go. Now you may take me to be a fool. Everything is sold by the government rules.
Oh, you know the sale tax is on it.
Oh, the sale tax is on it.
Oh, the sale tax is on it,
everywhere you go.
Mississippi Sheik and the sales tax is on it. Curious how history repeats itself. 1934, America was just coming out of recession and the government put up the sales tax. And here we are, 2011, just coming out of recession and the government puts up the sales tax. What do you know? Okay, let's go to Big Walter. This is Big Walter and his Thunderbirds. His real name was Walter Travis Price. He recorded this in Houston for Peacock, run by Don Roby. This is Peacock 1666, and it's packed fair and square.
Well, no more slipping and dodging around with you. No more slipping and dodging around with you. If you want to be my baby, you know what you have to do. Life is like a card game, always take a chance. Life is like a card game, always take a chance. Where there's no money, and it ain't no romance. You have to pack good, bad, square. Baby, don't try to give me the air. You have to pack good, bad, square. Baby, don't try to give me the air. Well, and when you around me, baby, try to treat me fair. Well, look here, woman, and tell me what you got.
Pack Fair and Square, Big Walter and His Thunderbirds, 1955. Well, you've been listening to the Keynote Club. I'm your host, Bob Hall. I hope you've enjoyed the past hour, and I hope that you'll come back next week, same time, same place, and listen to the show again. Going to leave you with a Roy Milton track. This was Roy on Specialty from 1954. It was produced by Art Roop. Roy was with Specialty for 11 years, and that was really the height of his popularity, and he really made the record label. So let's hear it for Roy with Tell It Like It Is.
Don't talk about me, baby, 'cause we couldn't see eye to eye. Don't talk about me, baby, 'cause we couldn't see eye to eye. But if you must talk, baby, don't tell no doggone lie. Tell it like it is. 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 Don't lie about it, baby. Yes, tell it like it is. Don't say you love me when I know you don't. No, don't say you love me when I know you don't. Don't say you will when I know you won't.
My name is Martin Simpson, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM and sheffieldlive.org.